Hey guys, welcome back to Real Talk with Alyssa. I'm your host, Alyssa, speaking, and I hope that you've all had an amazing week, great weekend, and continue to have an excellent week as well. So for today's topic, I'm going to be discussing We Aren't Meant to Be the Same. And yes, this is piggybacking off of my episode from last release of Who's Right and Who's Wrong. So we aren't meant to be the same, and I feel like a lot of people struggle with this. We're all so stuck in our own habits and patterns that we feel like that's the only way to do things and that's the only way to live our lives. Very, very much so what I explained in the who's right and who's wrong. So this is kind of just gonna snowball off of that episode. So through my observations, I have noticed that people have a hard time accepting when people have a different opinion, when they make different choices, the way of life that they eat, maybe the way that they're choosing to eat, their exercise, anything health and wellness, that type of department, work ethic, the way that they live, living style, how to spend your free time, how much money you make, how you spend your money, the way that people communicate, driving, parenting. And honestly, I can go on and on with this list. I feel like I covered a decent amount though. And when we have our ways and styles of living, and a way that we do literally everything in our lives, when we see people doing something different that we may not necessarily agree with, we judge these people very quickly. Why are they doing it that way? Like, that's not the right way to do it. Or that's going to be a slower way of doing it. Here's a more effective way of doing it. But instead of, you know, instantly judging these people, maybe we need to take a step back and think, could I learn something from this person? And that's just the thing. Can you imagine how fucking boring this world would be if we were all the same and did all of the things the same way? It would be boring and redundant. And also, how would we learn from each other if we were all literally the same? Literally. So it's not always going to be like that person's doing it the wrong way and the way that I do it is the right way of doing it. This is a self-development focused episode on how to look and view the world, as complicated and challenging and sad as this world can be. How can we view this world and how we are all so different in a way that we can go internally. So, right, look at this. Our external world reflects our internal world. So if you're finding yourself having a lot of chaos, a lot of disagreements, and a lot of things going on where you're just almost feeling miserable and frustrated because no one's doing things the way that you do them, and it's making you feel frustrated, there's so much to unpack here, and this could be such a valuable lesson. So honestly, we need each other. We literally need each other in this world. We all need to be different, because if we were all the same, again, how would we learn to do anything? But when people are all different, when we do things a different way, it helps us to learn and figure out what maybe works best for us. It helps us to learn to make decisions. So you may have somebody who's a very calm person, and then you may have someone who tends to be a very irate, outspoken person who has outbursts. They both can learn from each other. So maybe sometimes people who are very calm could be very timid and let people walk all over them. But then you can have the extroverted person who's basically fighting with everyone. What could these people learn from each other? What can these people? Yeah, I just said that right. Oh, goodness. What can they learn from each other? Well, maybe the calm person can learn how to maybe stick up for themselves. They can see how the outspoken extroverted person is sticking up for themselves and always opening up their mouths. And, you know, people respect this person. And maybe the more timid person who is more on the calmer perspective may have people take more advantage of them and walk all over them. And then so they can learn how to set those boundaries from observing this person, and vice versa. What could this person who maybe has an ability of having verbal outbursts and exploding on people, and maybe it's not that people are like respecting their boundaries, maybe this particular person just intimidates people because they don't want to be yelled and screamed at. Maybe this person from the calm person can learn how to be a little more grounded when it comes to communicating. And let me strictly go right to that topic. Healthy communication versus unhealthy communication. You have people who know how to communicate in a healthy manner. who can keep themselves grounded in conversation and in their words, and who are able to articulate and express themselves and their feelings, most importantly, their feelings. But then you have someone who doesn't have the most healthiest communication styles. What can they learn from each other? Well, maybe the person who has an unhealthy communication style can learn from the person who has healthy communication style, right? And then maybe the healthy communication style person can be talking to somebody in the fitness world and learn from them through their healthy communication style and learn and understand what they need to do to improve their fitness and whatnot. And maybe the person who's the fitness person who's talking to them really appreciates and respects the way that they carry themselves. And maybe that's something that they grasp and they're like, I want to be more grounded and I want to be able to articulate and communicate in the same way that this person is. Are you guys catching my flow now? So we literally need each other. There's someone with patience and then there's someone with no patience. So what can the person with patience be teaching the person with no patience? You got it right. Patience. And then let's see. You have someone who's someone who's a rule follower, someone who is so strict and by the book and is following every single one of the rules. And then you may have somebody or a group of people, and this is ironic because this is actually an example that I have with work, but then you can have people who are like bending the rules a little bit. They don't really feel like the rules need to be followed that strictly. Because listen, some rules are kind of silly, let's be honest, but sometimes there are rules that are set in place for a very valuable and important reason. So what can these people learn from each other? Maybe the rule follower who's following all these rules can learn from the people who are maybe rule benders that, you know what, maybe I don't need to be following every single rule. Why can't I put the pencil here? Why does the pencil be in this specific direction? You know what I mean? It's kind of like a silly and dramatic example, but I'm trying to make a point here. And then the people who are rule benders and maybe constantly breaking the rules might see the person who is actually following the rules and maybe see, oh, that person's not really getting in that much trouble. I don't want to get in trouble anymore. Maybe I need to follow the rules a little bit more. There's so many different ways that we can learn from each other if we just remain self-aware and present in the moment. But that's just the problem, is that most people struggle to be present in the moment because we're so focused on everything that happened in the past, be it conscious or subconscious, and we're so focused on the future and what's going to happen next. Where am I going to go? What's my next goal? What do I have to do to achieve that? Or you have people who are just very depressed and just sitting completely in the past, living in the past. You got anxiety and depression. You know, these people really struggle to be present. But honestly, let's be real, most people suffer from depression or some degree of depression or have experienced a depressive episode at some point in their lives. And then same thing with anxiety. Most people experience anxiety, whether people want to acknowledge it or not. But hey, okay, let's go right there. So you have someone who experiences anxiety and who is actively working on their anxiety. And then you have another human being who is experiencing anxiety, but doesn't feel like mental health is valuable and feels like anxiety is just a made up thing that's not real, but they don't realize the symptoms that they're experiencing is actually anxiety. And maybe they're gonna look at the person who actually has anxiety, who's doing the work on themselves and is trying to ground themselves and cope with their emotions. And the person might be like, oh wow, I recognize that I have very similar traits and I have very similar symptoms. Maybe I'm suffering from anxiety, but look how much peaceful their life is. I'm very stressed and I'm very overwhelmed, but this person seems to be very grounded and they seem happy, even though they're still struggling with anxiety. That person can learn from the other person. And sometimes it's not always going to be like a transactional learning. Like you might meet someone randomly on the subway, although I do feel like a lot of things do tend to be very transactional, because I can meet some random person on the subway and maybe I find them to be such an amazing person and they say just the right thing that I need and they uplifted my life, or maybe they helped change the trajectory of my life. But maybe for them it was just, wow, that person was really nice. I really enjoy their company. You know what I mean? It's these simple little things. And sometimes it's not always going to be so peaceful, these types of interactions. Sometimes it has to require reflection after the fact. So let me get into skill sets. Literally, I am the last person on this earth that you want to build an IKEA anything with. When I first moved into my apartment, I had a handful of family members here helping me to like build whatever was new and, you know, put together whatever. And I was telling my dad the directions and I gave him the wrong directions. Like, I am the last person to be doing that. But I am the first person you want to call when it comes to self-development and self-healing, because I'm very skillful in that area. That is just something I'm really good at. But hey, someone like me needs to have those people who have the patience and the focus to read these directions. And in my defense, sometimes directions are really not that clear. And I've observed that a lot. But that's also not an excuse, because I see them. I'm just like, fuck this. There's too many words on the paper. Someone else do it for me. But people like me need to have that. You don't want me building something. You really don't, because it's not going to look like how it does in the picture. You don't want me telling you how you should be body lifting or the macros that you should be eating for your diet. You don't want me to be sewing your clothing. Like, I am not that person, but there are other people in this world who do have that skills. And I'm pointing this out because it may sound so simple, but we take it such for granted. We need these people. And let's say, hypothetically speaking, you go to somebody to make a piece of clothing for you and they do such an amazing job, but maybe they're not the most pleasant person to communicate with. But we focus on that rather than the material that we're getting that is so valuable. Let's talk about when you have to build a house. Does every single person that you know have the skills and the knowledge, the tools to build a new house? No, you're going to contact a professional. And listen, we all have experienced contractors, and it's not always the most pleasant. There's always something going wrong. There's always so many issues. But guess what? They get the job done 10 million times better than you probably would have ever been able to do it. Unless you are a contractor that is listening to this episode, then you do not apply to this example. But we need each other. We need people who have really good leadership skills to teach the people who don't have that strong leadership skills to have better leadership skills. We need the teachers of the world to have the skills to be able to actually teach students new topics like social work and psychology and being doctors. We need really good teachers. And sometimes there are not very good teachers out there. So those teachers need to help teach those teachers to be better at those skills. And hey, guess what? Maybe the teacher who doesn't have the strongest skill has a different skill set that the teacher who's really good at teaching can learn from. We can all learn from each other if we just allow it and hold space for that. But we are such an egotistical society where we want to be in this mindset of like, I know better, I can do it on my own. Well, you know what? Sometimes we can't. We're not all perfect. And speaking of perfect, let's talk about intelligence for a second. Not everyone has every single intelligence that's out there. We need people who are really book smart. We need the Virgos of the world to pinpoint the imperfections of the work that we're doing. We need the Virgos of the world to be planning us a vacation. That's what I tell people. I'm like, you want a vacation plan? Call a Virgo. You want a party plan? Call a Virgo. Because they pay attention to these details. You want to stand up for yourself? Call somebody who's really good and assertive and has healthy communication skills who can teach you how to communicate properly. There's so many different things. Like, we are born into this earth literally like just not knowing anything. We don't even know how to communicate. Who are we going to learn how to communicate with? Who are we going to have teach us English? People who speak English. We're going to learn from them. We literally need each other to help and support each other learn. I have recently undergone in the time that I was in that break for the past seven months, I decided I wanted to get into fitness. So what did I do? I was like, well, I've been going to the gym. I worked at gyms for years. I have done little training here and there. I've picked people's brains, but I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So guess what? I'm going to sign up for personal training and I'm going to learn. And guess what? My personal trainers, there was two of them. They were both on the younger end. A couple years out of college, they were still young and they're still growing, as opposed to someone who's 20 years into the field who has a lot more experience with actually training and different types of people and maybe have other types of information that they may be able to share. We're going to contact the professionals that we need help with, which is normally what we do, but sometimes we can really have our egos involved. And I mean, like, on the smallest little scale, we can learn from each other. Like, there was somebody that I had encountered with, and I really liked the way that this person presented themselves. I felt like this person was very grounded in their communication. They were not confrontational. They were not quick to react. Whether they were responding internally and having a physical internal response, they were carrying themselves very well externally. And I saw this person, and I was like, I don't get a good vibe from this person. But guess what? Even though I didn't get a good vibe from this person, and it was actually very, very accurate and valid, I learned something from this person. So even if you don't really care too much for someone, or maybe you're just not vibing so much for them, you can learn from them. I observed this individual and I was like, you know what? I really like this. And I really like the way that this person's carrying themselves. I'm going to work on myself. How do I get there? Now let me do the inner work. What is it that I do that why am I not there right now? How am I responding when I'm encountering any type of confrontation or any issues? And guess what? I've worked really hard on myself to get to that point. And honestly, it's to the point where I don't always have an internal, like, that anxiety response where your heart is, like, racing, your adrenaline is pumping, and you're starting to get into, like, that fight or flight state. Your sympathetic nervous system is like, all right, what are we going to do? Are we going to fight, please, freeze, or are we going to go into fawn? Like, where are we at today? How are we feeling? But I'm not really getting into those episodes, not nearly as much, since I've been doing a lot of the inner work, which has been pretty amazing. So another example, I feel like I've pretty much landed my plane a while ago, but just to give examples, just in case anyone is actually really learning from this and wants to start incorporating it, because there's really every area of your life that you can look at. And I've already listed those other examples. So when it comes to personalities, well, we have people who are first responders, and then we have people who are the type that are just going to run and flee from a scene and are too scared to go into a burning fire building. We need those people. We need those people who have the courage to go into a house or a building or anything that is on fire. We need our police officers to go into these dangerous homes to save people and to maintain safety in the community. We need all medical staff working frontline during COVID. And even though that was very tough, and I know that might be a subjective topic, but I'll use myself for an example. I'm a social worker. I was working at the time in a nursing home, and nursing homes were like a step below from the hospitals with how bad it really was. And I had the courage and the personality to stay in there. I was putting on PPE with no problem at all, going into people's rooms and FaceTiming with their loved ones so that they can see them, especially the ones that were dying. I had no problem doing this. I was not scared. I was not fearful. We need the people who are first responders like that to be able to have the courage and ability to detach themselves from whatever the danger is that's in front of them, to be able to go and save other people, to help other people to do any of these things. I mean, you have people who work in like a trauma emergency room who, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an episode of freaking Grey's Anatomy. Like, what is like the crazy shit that like Owen Hunt would like have these people coming in? You know what I mean? We need the people in the military to be able to fight these wars. Like, if we didn't, we wouldn't have that. We need to be different, and we need each other. And it's kind of like the circle of life, if you think about it. We're all helping each other out in different ways, more ways than we even realize. We're actually helping and supporting each other. So by keeping yourself open to learning more about people, rather than looking for the negatives of a person, rather than looking instantly to insult the way that they're doing something, because hey, guess what? Let's say, for example, there's a social worker who's been working in the field for 40 plus years. They got a lot of experience, right? But then you got someone who's fresh out of college with their master's, just got their license, and then the two of them are working together. Yes, you can argue that the one who's been in the field for 40 plus years can 100% help the younger person. But guess what? The younger person's fresh out of college, and they just learned all that material. They just took the exam. Everything is fresh for them. And then the one person, the social worker who'd been in the field for 40 plus years has been, you know, stuck in their ways. They both can learn from each other. They literally can learn from each other. I worked with a social worker who was very new in the field. The only medical field that they had was in the experience of hospice. And I could learn from this person. I was open to learning from this person, because it doesn't matter. Like, someone who's fresh out of college compared to someone who's 40 years in the field, like, you guys can learn from each other. Their life experience in the person in the social work field for 40 plus years may not even be equivalent to the experience that the student had in their internships, or what they learned in school. Or maybe they went above and beyond and they've read a million books and they just have that book smarts. Maybe they have that type of intelligence where they're able to incorporate and apply and like follow the rules, follow the book. You don't know. Like, we can't sit here and say, oh, I know more than you, or I know less than you, you're above me and I'm below you. Like, we need to squash that shit. And it's funny that I say that, because I just recently learned how to squash that shit, which we'll eventually get into on that topic. But we need to squash the superiority, the inferiority, we need to start learning from each other in a more intentional way. How do we do that? By raising our self-awareness, being more mindful and aware of what's going on around us. Check yourself. If you feel like your ego is jumping into a conversation, if someone's trying to say, no, you shouldn't be doing it like that, and who's coming at you, take a step back. Observe how you're feeling. Observe your emotions. Maybe their communication sucks, but maybe you can actually learn something from them. Or maybe you don't want to learn something from them because their communication sucks. And that's perfectly valid as well. Fuck that noise, personally. But hey, everyone's different. Who's right and who's wrong, right? But anyway, raise your self-awareness. Learn to accept that people are just the way that they are. We are just who we are, and we're all doing our absolute best in each and every moment. It may piss us off. Maybe some situations we might be a little bit jealous. We might be feeling jealous of someone because they have a skill. I mean, that makes me think of when we were in grade school. So many people were jealous of each other, and what did they do instead? They talk shit about them, or they started to spread a rumor, or they legit started to bully them. I don't mean to laugh after the bullying. That's just sensitive subject for me. It's not really that sensitive. I worked through it, but I was bullied a lot. But it's a guide to your subconscious mind. Whenever you have these mental and emotional inner responses, it's a guide to your subconscious mind. So if you're feeling yourself being resistant, so let's say someone's trying to teach you something new and they're communicating with you in such a kind, loving, compassionate way, but you're feeling triggered and guarded, explore that. Be present in your mind and observe that. Be the observer of what you're feeling. And if you need to remove yourself from the situation, like, go right ahead. Like, do whatever is right for you. If the person's going to judge you, like, who gives a shit? You're the one that's got to, you're working on yourself. Detaching from caring about what people think, feel, say, like, all that type of stuff is very valid, though, because we all struggle with it in one way or another, some more than others. But society can function the way that we do because we are different. And it can function even better if we do the inner work. So if we can all be more mindful and present, then maybe we can learn a little bit more from each other than we actually thought. Every interaction that we have, whether you chalk it up to being a good interaction or a bad interaction, there's always something to learn from it. You have a conversation with someone who's so compassionate and kind, you're like, wow, that made me feel really good. Why did it make you feel really good? You know, you had an interaction with someone who was just like, maybe a crummy person, and it made you feel really crummy. Why did it make you feel crummy? There's just so much to learn there, so much to explore, so much to process. So I highly encourage everyone to start paying attention to this stuff. If this resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, fine. But I just feel like it's very important for everyone to realize just how much we need each other. Because let me just say, the people who are collecting garbage and the people who are doing the sewage pumps of cesspools. Is it a cesspool? Where the poop goes. Wherever the toilet, wherever you flush the toilet, wherever that goes, you got people who are sucking that shit out of the ground, quite literally. So I wouldn't want that job, but the job's got to get done. The jobs always have to get done. Everything's always got to get done. We are a society that is constantly evolving, constantly changing, and we all just need to be mindful of that evolution and to lean into that and accept it and to work with it. So with that being said, I hope that you all learned something very valuable from this podcast episode. I'm just going to throw this out there. Feedback is always greatly appreciated. You know, I do see that people are downloading and listening to my episodes, but I also would like to have some feedback of if you liked it, if you didn't like it, maybe there's a topic that you would like for me to talk about. If you could just give a rating or even a comment, I would really appreciate that. Otherwise, everyone have a great week. Thank you so much for stopping by.